Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Extra, extra.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at 3 o'clock, is the great Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. What's up, Shiel?
What's up, my friends? How we doing?
Look at this, the three-man screen.
I know, just like I asked for. It's perfect. Yeah, it looks great. Shiel, you can't see it, but I don't think you can. But
I've never heard you so excited, Spike.
Well, I am. It's just like, you know.
Hardest wood I have ever touched.
Thank you, Video Max. Thank you, Austin. So it is an internal thing. Don't worry about it, Shiel. So, Shiel, here is the question. Was it just the Raiders, or is it okay to believe the Eagles are back on track?
Was mostly the Raiders, but you can be encouraged about some good things with the Eagles. I mean, it was a terrible defensive performance. If you remember the 2023 Eagles, I know no one wants to think about that with Matt Patricia coordinating them, where we did, I came on here every week and I'm just like, I don't think these players know what they're supposed to do on any given play. It's a disaster. That's what the Raiders looked like in this game. So I don't want to go overboard. Having said that, I do like that the Eagles are trying new things. They are not just banging their heads against the wall saying we're going to stick with what we've done all season. And so some of those things worked out. Now, will they work out against better competition? That's what we have the next 3 weeks for.
Well, I'm actually interested, Shiel, in will they stick with some of those things, right? You know, 30 plays under center, the majority of those, hell, 25, right, were running plays.
Something like
only
that.
Only five
yeah.
were passing plays. I'm wondering, will they stick with this formula? It's a lot easier for Jalen to accept running the ball from under center, but I wonder how much that the comfort level of him in the passing game from under center will start to, enhance as we move on.
That, to me, might be the biggest key the rest of the season. Like, I have a feeling if this season ends well, we're going to say they figured out the under center play action, how to marry the run game mm-hmm. and the pass game, and great coaching job, great job by Jalen Hurts. Because that, to me, really is kind of the button they need to push a lot here if they're able to. Now, if their season ends earlier than a lot of people would like, I think we're going to look at it and say, you know what? They kind of waited too long to work on that stuff. Yeah. And maybe they should have had some force, because it does take reps. It takes practice. This is a significant change. I don't want to act like you can just wake up one day on a Wednesday and say, hey, we're going to implement all kinds of under center play action. I mean, you mentioned it, Ike. They threw the ball out of under center four or five times last game. So it's not something they're totally incorporating. Like, if you look at some of these other offenses, it's 15, 16, 17 times a game. So I think a big key to the rest of the season, how much can they dial that up, get the timing right, get everyone comfortable? Because I do think it's something that can really open things up and lead to some easy completions in the passing game.
Shiel, to me, if they can't up that passing number, it's almost like you have to go back to shotgun, because especially in the playoffs. And I am a under center, you know, advocate. Do it, do it, do it. But if 95% of the time we're going to be running there, we're sort of defeating the purpose or a lot of the purpose of what that is, and that is to keep the defense guessing as to what you're doing. And it really is. You almost have to treat these three games, though they're sort of important. I guess you would like the two seed. If I'm the Eagles, I almost treat these three games like, let's see what we can do and maybe live with the results, because I think they're going to need it in the postseason.
Yeah, Greg Olson did a good job. He pointed it out during the last broadcast where he's like, if every time you're in shotgun, you're throwing the ball, and every time you're under center, you're running. I mean, that's just going to be too easy for defenses to decipher. So it doesn't need to be 50-50, but yes, you need to get the play-action game moving the pocket for Jalen Hurts, and he's had these reps where he's looked really good doing it, and it's led to explosive plays the last couple games. But there were times earlier in the season, remember, we were having this conversation like 6 weeks ago before the bye where, hey, they might have found something with the under center, and then they tried to incorporate the passing stuff, and it was kind of a disaster. Just the timing with Jalen Hurts's drops and the receiver's routes and the protection and Jalen Hurts not being willing to throw the ball in the middle of the field, all those things added up and we were back to square one. So now they're going back to it, hopefully with some different results, with some different answers here.
Well, and the thing you said, I mean, if you could expound on it all, when you're doing the under center pass game, it really is timing. I mean, I suppose it could even help with timing, but if you haven't worked on that a lot, that becomes really, really difficult to do.
That's right. And you could see it on film, you know, in previous weeks where Jalen Hurts is back there at the top of his drop and like it's not timed up with the receivers breaking open. And so that's, you know, he's holding on to the ball and now protection breaks down and he's scrambling. So that's what I'm saying. Those types of things, you know, if you had a whole training camp, if you had an off season working on those kinds of things, it really does take a lot of reps. So that's going to be key to me, how far they can get with that the rest of the way.
Big key, Shield, moving forward will be this defense, right? We've dissected the offense, and we've been trying to figure it out. They've been trying to figure it out. Looks like Coach Fangio has figured out what he likes over there defensively. I know we had the hiccup versus the Bears where it looked like they didn't show up. I'm going to blame that on the – is it Trictophan? What is that turkey called?
Yes, it's
called?
Trictophan.
Yeah, whatever that is. I'm going to blame it on that, Shield. The defense looks very good. And so moving forward – I'm wondering, could that be the driving force? So here's what I mean by that. Obviously, they have to play well. But if you play complementary football from an offensive standpoint, you're doing enough to win and allowing your defense to do what they're doing versus trying to force the offense to be explosive, coming up with negative plays, and sometimes your defense is on the field too much. Can the Eagles get behind the idea of, man, let's play great defense, run the football, and we'll make the plays that we need to make in the passing game when we need to make them?
Yeah, I think that's where they're at. You know, I think they can create some. The thing with the offense is it doesn't need to be, hey, we're stringing together a 10-play drive and it all looks beautiful every single time. Like, I do think you need some explosives because those make up the three and outs and the other stuff. And you do need the run game, like you mentioned, where if you're able to marry the play action stuff with the run, then you have something there. But yeah, this defense is good enough against most opponents. Now, you look in the NFC, you say, all right, maybe the Rams are a team that could probably move the ball on them and put up some points. You look at the rest of the NFC, I don't see a lot of offenses there that I think are going to have a lot of success against this Eagles defense the way they're playing right now. And I'll take my chances with Vic Fangio against a lot of those offensive coordinators. And, you know, Sean McVay, that would be a great battle. And Matthew Stafford, that's going to be a tough battle. But listen, if you get there, then you're probably pretty happy if you get to that point in the playoffs. So, yeah, I think it's no secret. We see it with our eyes. They see it in the building. Everyone sees it on film. What's the strength of this football team? It's the defense for the second year in a row, and that's what they got to lean on.
So, Shield, the Commanders on Saturday, they're certainly the defense of the Commanders. I don't think we're going to get a pushover like we did with the Rams, but that is a unit that has not played well all year. What is it you think the Eagles can exploit on Saturday with that Commanders defense?
Yeah, statistically, they're actually a worse defense than the Raiders on the season, which is hard to believe. But, you know, I think we maybe saw the Raiders team that was 1-2-3 Cancun last week. I don't know how invested they were.
Well, especially when they woke up and saw 5 inches of snow on the ground and 18-degree wind chill. I think they were like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked that way to me. So the Commanders do play hard, and Dan Quinn's teams do play hard. They're just not very talented, and they honestly don't do anything that great. You look across the board, it's not like, oh, it's only one thing. The run game is a big thing. You know, they haven't been good against the run. They let up explosive plays. They're not great at rushing the passers. So it's not one of those where you just roll the ball out and, oh, you can do whatever you want offensively, because the Eagles' offense hasn't been good enough to do that. But I would like to see, is this a game where you can continue to work on the stuff in the run game, get Saquon going, get the timing with the offensive lineman with the blocking going, and work on that where you're feeling good about that going into that Week 17 game against Buffalo? Because Buffalo, not to look ahead, but that Bills, they haven't been able to stop anyone on the ground this year. And so this is something that's really key for really the last 3 weeks and, of course, going into the playoffs.
Now, as far as the Eagles' defense against the Commanders' offense has certainly held it, for a team that's missing Jaden Daniels, has certainly held it together pretty well this year.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota, he can use his legs a little bit. He knows the scheme. You know, they want to get the ball out of his hands quickly. So they have overachieved their talent on offense. I'll give them credit for that, because you look on paper and you go, man, they shouldn't be doing a whole lot. But they have been a competent offense this season. So I think the key is Marcus Mariota, his legs. I think whether it's the designed run game or the scrambles, you want to keep an eye on that. Jalix Hunt is a player to watch. I mean, I was watching last game.
Dude, he was awesome.
I thought Jalix Hunt.
I'm sorry.
He was unbelievable. He was terrific. And I mean, the things he does for them, he's dropping into coverage. He plays with such energy and in such hustle, where he's chasing down plays from the backside. When they run those stunts with Jalix Hunt, he's got like his hair on fire, and he's just boom, getting through there past the guard. So yeah, he's a guy who I think in this game, with his athleticism, with his energy, along with guys like Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean, of course, chase down Marcus Mariota. And the thing about Mariota, he'll sometimes take hits. Like, he thinks he's still 24 and, you know, I'm coming out of Oregon, where you can, you know, if he's not sliding, you can really, you know, do some damage on Marcus Mariota and make sure he thinks about it the next time he wants to run.
All right, Shiel, give us your prediction for Saturday's game. I think the Eagles are now, they opened up a 5.5-point favorite. Last I checked, they were 6.5. What is your prediction for that game?
Yeah, I saw 7 somewhere before I logged on. So that's going in one direction right now for the Eagles. You know, I'm not fully bought in on the Eagles offense. I need to see more. I think it was a step in the right direction, but I'm not going to say, oh, they're going to put up 35 on this Commanders defense. But the other side of the ball, I love the matchup for the Eagles defense against this Commanders offense. So I think it's one where in the first half we're going, ooh, it's one of those weird division games and it's a little ugly. But I think eventually the Eagles pull away. I've got Eagles 26. Commanders 17, so they cover, whether it's 6.5 or 7 or whatever, in this game.
So, Shiel, finally, as a true Philly guy, if it was okay for Jalen Hurts to wear a Yankee hat earlier in the week, why isn't it okay for me to also wear a Yankee hat?
I was going to comment. I saw yours. Listen, I'm old enough to remember AI wearing the Red Sox thing. And, you know, back then, that would take up the whole week of Sports Talk Radio, just AI. Now it's like, all right, you know, it might get you guys a segment, but it's not going to get you a whole week's worth of shows. So, I think we've moved on. And listen, the hat for a bald man like me is an important accessory. And I don't fault anybody if they just say, I like the colors, it fits my head well. You can wear whatever hat you want.
All right, Shiel. We thank you as always, and take it easy, brother.
All right, happy holidays, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Shiel.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just realized that I was going to say talk to you next week. We won't talk
to you next week. We won't talk to you next week.
He's going to get broads.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, wow.
That'll be intense.
Oh, if Bros isn't suspended for his hockey actions.
Oh, yes. We will have more on that later. 215. There is one thing I want to talk about with Shiel. We'll talk about that in a second. 215-592-9494. I want to talk to you about getting a brand new Hyundai at Colonial Hyundai on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown, because the cars are waiting there. He's dressed up in a Santa suit. He's actually probably not, but John Ashell is acting like Santa with all the ways that he is going to get you a brand new Hyundai. 0% financing. What a gift under the tree 0% financing is. On a brand new Palisade or a Santa Fe or a Tucson, with all the snow we saw out there, you want to feel safe driving in that snow. And Colonial Hyundai has over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. You know Santa Ashdale is going to give you more for your trade than anyone else always has, always will. A guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And they're going to give you America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade, 0% financing on any new Hyundai. Route 30 in Downingtown is where Colonial Hyundai is, or online at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Jalix Hunt is awesome. Like, he is... you know, Jalen Phillips aside, I guess, but I think Jalix Hunt is better than Nolan Smith.
I mean,
he has been this
certainly
year.
Having a better year.
Yeah.
That's
who
for
would
sure.
you bet on long term?
I would bet on Jalix Hunt.
Yeah, I both of them are very similar in physical stature.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to roll with 5'8". Obviously,
yeah.
I got to roll with Jalix Hunt. So
he just seems like he can do everything, because you mentioned they're similar body types. They are, but I feel
he has that safety.
Yes.
In his background.
Yes,
and so he's used to playing in space.
Yeah,
got two interceptions.
Yeah, well, I feel like all this new the new defense stuff where they have linemen dropping into coverage
right.
all the time.
Yeah.
I watch him and. Given that he did not play at a big school, this is only his second year.
Mm-hmm.
He has more pressures than any other defensive lineman on the Eagles by a mile.
Yeah, he's always around the quarterback. He certainly has found his footing over there on their right side. I'd say the one thing he has a clear advantage over Nolan Smith, and that's being healthy.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's the other thing.
I mean, that's being healthy. So his emergence. We'll probably put Nolan Smith's extension on hold.
Oh, you would have to, I think.
Right? I mean, the Eagles, we talk about the young players the Eagles have to sign. Guess what? They can't sign all of them.
No.
So they're going to have to make a decision of which ones you commit to which ones you wind up letting hit free agency.
Or at least let Nolan Smith still has two years left on his deal.
Oh, no, yeah, you can let
his
deal out.
Yeah, or even give it another year and see if he can get through a year fully healthy.
Yes.
You know, I think that's important.
You being a Jalix Hunt fan is so not surprising.
Oh, yeah, from the minute. Yeah.
A random player.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he also, we had him on the show once.
Yeah, we had him on the show when he got drafted.
And he was awesome. He just seems like he's got a good spirit to him. Because he was the, what did he say? What did he call Howie?
What's up, Big Pimpin'?
Big Pimpin', yeah. I love
Listen,
him,
reminds so. Me a lot, plays the opposite side, but reminds me of Trent Cohen. The 5'8 probably puts that into perspective for me, but, you know, Trent came out not very big,
yeah,
right, and just was relentless. That's how Trent Cole was as a player early in his career. And Jalix Hunt is a lot like Trent Cole was, man.
Yeah, he's awesome. 215.
That's our all-time sack leader.
Trent Cole. If we talk about ceiling, I would imagine he has so much more to grow, I would guess, you know?
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Young players.
Oh, it's great.
We hadn't done that around here a while for defensive guys. Like, yeah. Think about the defensive players that we've had other than Fletch. Before Vic Fangio came here, I'm trying to think. I know we got Jalen Carter before Vic Fangio. That was the year before him.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of a lot of young players that we developed.
I guess you would give them credit for N'Kobe, right?
Yeah.
You would have to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This crop of young players now.
This is the
crop of young players now. But prior to them, I'll just say prior to Nick Sirianni being here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of our best defensive players came via trade or free agents.
I mean, 2020, Davion Taylor, third round. Kevon Wallace, fourth round.
Yeah.
That was the
last draft before Nick, right?
Yeah, Sharif Miller, fourth round in 2019.
Yeah.
Local kid, but yeah.
Penn State guy, right?
Penn State kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. 17, Barnett, Sidney Jones in the second round.
Yeah.
Sewell.
And Barnett didn't live up to expectation, but I give him credit. He's still in the league playing well. I mean, he got an extension with Houston.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, and that's probably Houston, the scariest
that's
defense
the numbers,
in the
number
NFL.
Number one defense in the league. Yeah. At least he's still playing.
Eric Rowe, 2015 second round pick. Hixie in the third round, pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Marcus Smith, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't develop many young players, man. I give Nick and this guy's credit. They've drafted some young guys that are going to be here for a while.
215-592-9494. Wade in Chester makes his return. You're on WIP. What's up, Wade?
Wow, man, that's crazy. I thought Jack dug me through. Y'all doing me like that, too?
No,
man?
Here we go.
What happened?
No, I'm joking. I ain't make tough skin.
I'm like, what happened?
I'm calling. I'm watching y'all on YouTube, man. Y'all look good, man. Ike, you look like the final boss, you know what I'm saying? When they come out, and they be like, oh, man, they done messed up. Like, I told you, man. You get here, now you're done. And then Jack, you got some nice hair, man. You go against ESP with the
Yeah, he does have a full head. Yeah.
And
you, I see a little ginger going on. You're a ginger snack. That's why I got them two kids. You know what I'm saying?
I got a little red in the beard. A little red in the beard.
Yeah,
a little
bit. Got red elsewhere, too, ginger. But,
don't throw the G word on me.
Spike, man, I'm with you with the hat, baby. Yo, Spike, you look cooler than what you is. Saying like, you feel me? As well, like.
That's a good line.
It's not bad. Listen,
okay.
Because
you take
cool,
that.
But you look cooler than what you is. Saying as though, like, all right, say we got somebody got in a nice apartment and they having like a party or something. And they see you on the elevator. They're like, hey, man, we got a party going down with room 202. You want to come? And everything. The whole time they don't know. You're going to report that they have an illegal party.
Yes. You know what, Wade? Because honestly, you have nailed it. You have nailed it. Because I would always say, when I would go to concerts with my friends, I would always get offered the drugs, and I was always the guy that was least likely to do the drugs. So
You look like you be in front of Wawa. I'd be like, yo, watch my car while I'm about to run in real quick. And you'd be like, no, I'm going to report that your car is idling.
Yeah, it's idling. You nailed it.
Like, I'm with you, Spike. Like, I'm correct. Like, you're not, I'm saying it like, you look like you with some illegal stuff, but you're a correct, cool guy. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't sell drugs to children.
There it is.
And the fitted, I'm with the fit. I like fitted. Like, when I was little, I used to want to collect all the MLB fitteds besides the Mets and have them on my wall and hang it up. But now, I like to have, like, all the different Philly kind of hats, like different style of Phillies and Eagles and stuff, and they hang them up. But I still collect hats. Like, the best hat is the Yankee hat. It go with everything. And then the best red hat is the Phillies hat, and the best black hat is the White Sox, and the best royal blue is the Dodgers, not the KC that AJ wore in a press conference. Like, I'm with all the fashion and everything. Like, I'm with the...
Yeah, I got yelled at for wearing a White Sox hat, too, earlier this year. Yeah.
And I understand, like, you can't wear it while you're playing that team. So
no.
I meet both ways and everything.
Yep.
And but with the football, we right where we need to be. I'm not making no excuse. I'm about to just tell it how it is. Like, our schedule been crazy. We play every day of the week besides Tuesday and Wednesday. We might have played on a Wednesday. I'm not sure, but I know we play every day, Friday, Saturday, and we play Sunday, Monday, Thursdays. So I think we played on a Wednesday. I'm not sure. I'll go back and look at it.
Not but, this year.
Like, with the scheduling and then, like, with the and our, like, the team, like, comparing the teams, like, we've been having a lot of luck with injuries. We ain't been getting hurt last year. That's a historical team. They saying that's one of the best teams ever, going back talking about the Bears and everything. So, like, the way they was doing last year, I don't want to compare none of that. That was a special run. But, like, we still good and, like, everything. We coming on, it's like the car, like, a driver learning how to drive, whatever, and they keep hitting the brake. They get, now we getting comfortable where they starting to pick up their speed and get right where it's supposed to be. And Jalen not wanting to run the ball, I understand why he ain't want to run the ball, you know what I'm saying? But he got to run the ball. Like him taking all them tush-push hits and all that, that's the reason why I go back to I didn't want Mariota as a backup, and I like what we got as a backup now. And then next year I want to get Tyrod Taylor as a backup because we need a good backup because Jalen – he going to miss a game because he might get hurt. And then I plan on missing a game or two at the end because of the position of our season because we always going to be winning and stuff. We don't got to go deep in the season. So he's going to miss 2 to 3 games every season. And we need a good backup to hold us down. But we coming on strong. It's the perfect time. Everybody want to say Jalen a running back. We ain't never really had no backup running back because Jalen really is like the backup running back getting all them tough yards. But now he's going to run the ball. We're going to set it up and we're going to play – good fundamental. That's where we play safe fundamental offense anyway. And our defense is on. Like, I'm not saying the Eagles back. We've been there. It's just the offense not going to hold us back no more. They're going to get right. And the defense going to lead us to a championship. And the offense not going to mess it up.
Wow. And there it is. Gonna be,
yeah, like the only team we got to work. Like the teams, like we getting right. But the teams that is like that look scary, like they're going to win. We beat them. We beat the Rams.
We did.
We not. We, yep, did we beat did. The Lions too, right? Yep. We beat the Lions, right?
Yes.
Yep. We beat, yeah, so like, and then 49ers, they is what it is, you know. It's set up to be good, man. It's good. I'm like the way we turn out. And it was just the Raiders. But this will be, it's like a fight, like a warm-up fight. We need, like, the way the season, the schedule set up is nice for us to play because the Redskins got good defense. So I need 2 to 3 touchdowns. I don't want no field goals, no 17, the non-victory, because we're going to do good. Because they got a backup quarterback. So we're going to do good, and our defense is going to kill. So we need to get up 20-some points and keep it flowing so we can keep going. And then our real test, going to see how we do against the Bills. If we go into a nice, good fight back-to-back, that show that we're ready and in the AFC so we can see them at the end of the season and in the championship. And this is a perfect, you know what I'm saying, story because the way, you know, how everything went national. And another thing, I know I had a lot of time, yeah, but this has been one more thing.
Yeah, we got it.
It's like a Rios call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. But I noticed how since, like, we the main news for everything, yo. We the America's team. It was like that when we went, yeah, are you making that face? Like, I'm watching you on YouTube. We America's team, man.
No, I like this. Call while looking at the YouTube.
I don't like this, yeah. I do not like this.
On ESPN, when Tom Brady went to the Bucks in his first year with the Bucks, they went to the Super Bowl, the number one thing on the ESPN headline was Carson Wentz, where he getting traded at. So that's what they was talking about in 2020. They weren't talking about.
Oh, wow. You're hitting Wade with the music?
Oh. All right, man. I'll holler at y'all.
That's Fritz, man. That's Fritz.
That's Fritz.
This was long. Y'all gave me a long time.
All right, Wade. All right, brother. See ya. There he is, the great Wade from Tessa. It's been a while since we heard from Wade.
Yeah, he had a lot of good hearing. Yeah. I guess it's get it off your chest Thursday.
Yeah, it is. It's
Yosh,
yep.
Wade.
Yep.
I mean, wow.
215-592-9494. Was it just the Raiders, or you believe in the Eagles are back 4 days after? Next question is, give us a movie, a very, very big famous movie that you have not seen. Avatar came out on this day in 2009. Coming up next, we help solve a huge Delco controversy and the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, because it looks like there's a Phillies pitcher that might be on the move.
Ooh.
So that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Surfside is the perfect fit for this holiday season. Now, whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or you're warming up by the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No. Who's this?
Hank Williams.
Oh, that's Hank Williams?
I got to respect it, I guess.
Come on, man.
Hey, there we go. All my rowdy friends, I heard it.
Yeah. It's fine, I guess. I'll allow it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's your 3:30 country.
This puts you in a good mood.
Yeah. We do even it out with 2:30 Tupac, 4:30 90s.
Another 90s banger today.
Oh, yeah? Coming up,
I think I might just be doing one-hit wonders of the 90s this week.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
well, you got
bad.
A lot to choose from.
I'm trying to think of, like, I'm trying to picture 1993 Ike and Spike, like, trying to get into their head.
What, a 17?
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville is tonight. Get over there. Ray Dinger will be there, of course, signed the Eagles Encyclopedia. Be food. There will be spirits as well. Okay.
And so, there's a lot of jewelry.
And a lot of jewelry, of course.
Yes.
So an update. There's three questions here. It is Spike in the wrong for wearing a Yankees hat today? Was Jalen in the wrong for wearing a Yankees hat? Was Iverson in the wrong for wearing a Yankees hat? So what? So the number on am I in the wrong for wearing a Yankees hat is 82%.
Okay.
Jalen is 35%. And Iverson is
35%. No, he wasn't.
That he's not in the wrong.
Also, yeah, 67. He's all right. We're wearing
yes.
It. Oh, that's
yeah.
2/3. Okay.
Yeah. So 82% say I'm in the wrong. 35% say Jalen's in the wrong. And 28% say Iverson's in the wrong. I'm just looking for
consistent
equal treatment here. A consistent moral code. Why is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles and I'm fine with him wearing a Yankee hat. Why can he wear a Yankee hat and I can't wear a Yankee hat?
Was that Wade who said it? I think it was Wade that said it. They're athletes.
I don't think it was Wade.
Well, that wasn't Wade.
No,
Wade
was okay
with it.
Might
have been a caller before.
Yeah.
It might have been a caller before. Yeah. Well, they're athletes, and you're from here. You don't necessarily get to wear the Yankee hat.
Yeah, but I'm not on the Eagles either.
Yeah, but you're from here.
You're from here, though.
Jalen, as far as sports goes, Jalen is the most important sports figure in Philadelphia. And he was wearing
but it's fashion.
But this is fashion, too.
Well, you talk about your connection.
They look at you and they say, that's not really fashion.
Are you kidding me? This is fashion. Wade said, I look cool. That's know. All
even
I
even though
need.
You report everyone for being that? Too loud at a party.
Yeah, he said, even though you would report
yes, but
everyone.
He was right. He asked me. He asked me now.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know they weren't going to be, they'd be fine no. with AI. They just, yes. listen, we just accepted AI where yes. the Yankees had with no problem.
Of course.
Now, the Red Sox hat, after the, wasn't that after they lost to the Celtics, too?
Yeah.
Well,
no, he wore a Bill Russell
Bill Russell jersey, a Celtics jersey. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
No, and that was on... No, I believe the Celtics jersey, when it was fan appreciation night and he got benched, he wasn't playing because he got there late or something, and he was wearing a Celtics jersey.
And then Chris Webber showed yes. up to yes. fan appreciation night late.
Late, yes.
I believe, how did you show up to the game late?
Yeah, well, there was AI.
Everyone kind of forgets about that era of Allen
Iverson, yeah.
Oh, man. Somebody literally called from the TGI Fridays.
Oh, really?
It was like, he just left here like 20 minutes ago.
Speaking of the Fridays, Alex Coffey from Philly.com wrote the best article on that Fridays.
TGI Fridays,
The manager from back then and the players. And it is. If you get a chance to read it, it was outstanding.
I got to see it once.
Oh, yeah. You were in there when it was popping?
Yeah, okay. One time. It's a lot, man. It's a lot over there, man.
Were there Cardin people?
Yeah, it was a club.
Yes.
Basically, yes. It was a club.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
What do we got, Fritz?
I know we talked about it in the open.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Tarek Skubal added to the World Baseball Classic roster to go along with Skeensy. So the top of the rotation is now Paul Skeens and Tarek Skubal.
That's pretty good.
Are we good enough?
Yeah.
All right.
They were in the championship last year, and that fraud Trout, or 2 years ago, that fraud Trout struck out against Ohtani. That's cinema. I mean, that is pure cinema. This is going to be awesome. Mason Miller's on the team now. David Bednar is added to it. We're going to be a problem.
I'm a big Bednar side.
I only care if we got Phillies on the roster.
Schwarber's on it.
And okay. maybe Bryce.
And Bryce is probably going to be the first baseman.
All right. Well, I'm in.
So we're in. All right.
None of our pitchers, huh?
We don't need them. I actually don't want any of them
right, yeah,
on
I'm
the,
with you there. Yeah,
on the
right.
team.
Well, on the U.S. team, I don't think... They don't want Nola, you know?
No,
my guess would be no.
There's no time for innings eaters in the World Baseball Classic. Yeah. Wheeler's obviously coming back from injury. Right. So, yeah they don't need any of our guys. So, interesting report from Jeff Passan this morning. He wrote in his updated mid-winter column, the best available left-handed reliever is Matt Strom, who is likely to be traded from Philadelphia.
Thank God. Get him and his baseball cards out of here. Oh, my God.
Forgot about the baseball cards.
Well, and this is what... They should do a commemorative Matt Strom baseball card. So here's what it'll be. It'll be, and how much would the PSA 10 Matt Strom card go that has a piece of his hair embedded on the card, and on the front, there's a picture of every other Phillies pitcher doing fielding practice during the playoffs except for Matt Strom, who's in the clubhouse on eBay trying to find baseball cards. Or on Twitter, tweeting at Devin or whatever. Get him out of here. Can that new guy take his place that we signed?
Brad Keller?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Brad Keller, who they signed yesterday, you want to talk about exciting. Yeah. Thrilled with Brad Keller. First off, surprised they gave a 2-year, $22 million deal out for him.
Yes.
So it's not nothing. It's $11 million for a relief pitcher. He is going to take down the eighth inning. So
which is surprising to me.
Which is what?
$11 million, and we already have a closer.
Well, Strom makes 10.
He made $10 million?
And what's his name? The steroid guy.
Alvarado.
Alvarado was making 8 or 9, I think.
Well, at least he was our closer before we got DeRozan.
Yeah, Strom, I think, is making 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
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 Go ahead, Fritz.
Yeah, so Strom is... sorry, I was looking up real quick. It's 7.5.
Oh, then I lied.
7.5.
Well,
but still,
with Chuck math, that's basically 10.
We round up.
Yep.
We round up
to 11.
To 10. So Brad Keller, I think, is going to take down the eighth inning, and he's someone who can get righties and lefties out. What's exciting about him is he's three different fastballs. So he has a 99 mile an hour fastball, 96 two seam, 95 cut, and then he has a sweeper. They develop. Brad Keller used to stink.
Yes.
Brad Keller used
for
to be
four
like
four years. He stunk.
He used to be the most boring pitcher in baseball. He would pitch a ton of innings, but he'd be 94 and have no life. He worked on, I guess, going to the bullpen. Obviously, yep. Added some velocity out of nowhere. He was really good for the Cubs. I think he's an ascending arm. So it's an exciting signing, and it does make Strom. They can get rid of Strom now.
Good.
Now, it's a little surprising, obviously, because if you have Strom and they can afford Strom, having him on the team is not the worst thing in the world. But it kind of feels like they're trying to clear salary here. So
for something or to be cheap?
I think it's for something. Hmm. So I think Strom on the market for something. I think they're not really looking for a 1-1 trade, you know, another bad contract on another team. I think it would just to be clear, to clear some salary. Boehm is in that same mix to possibly clear some salary. Brandon Marsh, maybe, but not as likely because they could find a Boehm replacement with what they're clearing money for.
So you mentioned money. There was an article on ESPN where they gave the new projections for the top 10 free agents, and almost all of them went up. Bo Bichette went up. Alex Bregman went up. Bellinger went up. You know, Kyle Tucker. Right? Do you believe that, or
I don't?
Okay,
I don't. Right. I don't believe that about Bregman or Bichette.
Okay,
yeah. Right. So,
how do you clear money by getting rid of Strom? Well, you added $11 million.
No, rather than having both, he's saying rather than having both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Strom seems like he's going to be out of here for I think a catching prospect, and then maybe Boehm, and then that's how they would possibly get into the Bichette or Bregman conversation.
Which one would you prefer?
Bichette.
I would prefer Bregman. I know he's
older, Bichette's and what, he's hurt.
Four years younger.
Bichette.
Because Breggy's.
Got enough older guys.
Yeah, but Breggy's
Breggy.
Will Bichette play third? Because said he's a shortstop.
He's willing to play second.
I've never read anything about him being willing to play third.
Wow, Bichette at second. Can you imagine the infield with Boehm?
Oh, no, I know.
And Harper.
Yeah. Well, you trade Stock, keep Boehm.
Yeah.
You have Bichette at second.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I want. I want to double down on defense and get rid of Stock and keep friggin' whatever he is over on third base.
The long term
average defender.
He's fine.
The long-term answer is Bichette. Yeah. My heart is with Breggy.
Okay.
I'm ready to get pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Bichette?
Every time you say that, I get uncomfortable.
What's his power like?
Bichette's like a 20-homer guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. He had a weird year 2 years ago where he just hit like 224, but for the majority of his career, he's been a 200 hitter. Like, you can slot him at
300 hitter.
Sorry, a 200 hit guy. Yeah.
200 hit guy.
I mean,
there you go.
Him batting second.
Yep.
I mean, then you go Turner, him, Harper, Schwarber.
Yeah.
Adolis?
That's fine. Hit fifth? I'll take it fifth.
Where is Schwarber hitting?
Well, he can hit four.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, but you give him $150 million, he can hit ninth if they want him to. All right. 215-592-9494.
I know that's... We're going to hear that angle a lot this year.
Yes. You heard it last year, and it was before we even gave him the money. We will solve this giant Delco controversy after we tell you about something that's not controversial at all, which is where to go get your appliances for your kitchen, and that is National Appliance Warehouse. Either of the two locations, both in Delaware, which means no sales tax at either of them.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Spike.
Yeah.
And what are you getting at National Appliance Warehouse? Obviously, you're getting the right appliance.
Yes, at the best price.
Over 100 brands.
Yes.
15,000 square foot showroom. You can walk in, you see all of them, you know, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, Whirlpool, LG, all the big appliance brands. They will pair you with the correct one. Don't even worry about it. And like you said, Spike, at the best price. Guaranteed by Price Assure.
Yes. Which is here's what Price Assure is.
Thank you.
Price Assure is this thing they have at National Appliance Warehouse. Only National Appliance Warehouse has it. It updates the price of each appliance based on what the lowest price is perhaps elsewhere. So you're always going to get the lowest price.
Yeah. And on top of all that, best price.
Yep.
Best experience, or best appliances. The best experience is also at National Appliance Warehouse. Something Marston Mackin truly believes in is a difference-making culture, and he accomplished that with what he's built in National Appliance Warehouse. So, take advantage of Season of Savings, which is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
So yesterday we had a Delco controversy, as we have here occasionally, as our very own Devin Scoops Caney, who is from Radnor, Radner and has demanded that Radner is in Delco was in Mainline Today magazine. And she mentioned, as she posted the Instagram photos, oh, a Radner girl in Mainline Today magazine. And I said, Devin, this proves what I told you. Even though the map says Delaware County, it is not Delco, just like Villanova. And who better to help solve this issue than Mr. Delco himself? That would be PJ Dolan from Dolan's, who is now the mayor of Ridley Park, which is insane. Thanks for joining us, friend.
Hear ye, all good citizens of this land. Listen, I'm here to put this to bed, put this to rest anyway.
Okay.
By the way, since you guys visited, and it was awesome, thank you, the tour de Delco, it was great, you've decided to put some more vegan options on the menu.
Really?
No, just kidding, dude.
Screw off, man.
Like the rest of this down here. We have canine teeth for a reason, Spike.
You make French fries, so I'll have the French fries. So.
Right. By the way, Cam's mother listens all the time, and jerky is the best jerky in the world.
All right, there you go.
So let me put this to rest. The only time Radner even claims they're Delco is when they plant their dumb beach flags in the sand in their $4 million shore homes at Avalon. And the rest of the time, they look at us, the surrounding towns, like we're the moat of Delaware County between Chesco and Center City. So to say that they're Delco is ridiculous. They're Delaware County, but they're not Delco.
Thank you.
Fritz, I love you to death, buddy, but Chad's Ford. It's Wyeth's, it's Mushrooms, it's Bellini's, it's not Delco. Yeah.
Technically, it's Thornton, but even that, I don't try to claim Delco. I think it's a good bit. I'm proud.
It is. I mean, technically, it's Delaware County, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'd love to invite you guys out to my inaugural ball, my last day in office, New Year's Eve. Why don't you come on out?
New
Year's Eve? Delco New Year's Eve. I might be able to convince my wife to do that, actually. I'm glad that you settled this. I mean, you are how has being a mayor, what change have you enacted for Ridley Park? Have you built anything there?
I invaded two towns. I invaded Eddystone, and I also am thinking about invading Crumlin. But other than that, man, we're good. We're having a good time. I was only in for 4 months.
Invaded. You're a wartime mayor for Ridley. You're expanding Ridley.
Right, we started Department of War. We're doing great.
All right, PJ. We appreciate it, bro.
Go Birds, baby. Go Birds.
Yeah, there it is. The great
PJ. That was a good spot.
Oh, Dolan's, that was crazy.
That was a good spot, man.
That's
when we did the wiffle ball thing here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good spot.
Arm took me a year to recover from that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were firing the ball there.
Well, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was trying to swing too hard, too.
Yes. That was a true Delco moment at the Olds.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Clay in Kansas City, you're on WIP. What's up, Clay?
Hey, guys. What's up? Always listen. Just don't call that often.
All good.
What's up, Clay?
Felt like I needed to let you guys. So I have never been out all year long. And, I mean, this is the hardest schedule. You guys can laugh at me after I get off the phone here. This is the hardest schedule in the history of the league. I really believe that because they played the AFC West.
The history of the league?
Guys, we just went to a 17-game schedule like 5 years ago. So that is the reason, okay? You add the Bills as the 17th game. You already were playing the AFC West. You're playing the NFC North, which is those are the two best. And you're playing the first place.
Yeah, but you have to. You also have to factor in they're in the NFC East.
I realize that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is I'm just saying that, and you know, the best quote in the history of the NFL is you are what your record says you are, okay? So, yeah, they got lucky against the Rams, but they got unlucky against the Broncos. They had some calls that didn't go their way at the end of that game, let's just be honest. They could have won the Chargers game pretty easily. Did Jalen look terrible in that game, and was I concerned? Absolutely, I was. But I'm in, and I've been in all year. What I need now out of this team is win Saturday and then shut it down. Get healthy because there's no dominant team in the league right now. You know, this reminds me of the year. Remember when the 49ers and Ravens played in New Orleans in the Super Bowl and the lights went out?
Mm-hmm. That was Kaepernick year. Yep.
Yeah, neither one of those teams were that good. I mean, like, was anybody terrified of either one of those teams? Not really. I don't even think Ray Lewis was on that Ravens team.
No, he was. That was the deer antler.
Oh, deer antler spray.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying. But like,
then he retired.
This year. Yeah. Or another example, like the year when Arizona and Pittsburgh played and James Harrison returned at like 90 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
Nobody was that great. You know, we should have been in the Super
that
Bowl.
That year for sure, yeah.
But the thing about it is like, I don't see a dominant team. I know the Broncos are, what, at 12-2? But are they dominant? I mean, you know, and the Rams look really good. I will agree. But, man, the Rams, didn't they lose it, like, to Carolina or something?
We lost to the Giants.
The Rams lost to Carolina.
I know, but Carolina's better than the Giants.
I mean, but we play this game. Like, Oakland beat the Patriots in the first game of the year. How the hell you can hear my age there. Las Vegas beat the Patriots. What I'm saying is you need to be healthy. Healthy is the big thing at this time of year. You need to be rested, and you need to be hungry. And what I saw Sunday was a team that looked like they were angry. They were getting tired of being doubted.
The only thing, Clay, about shutting it down is I do think the 2 seed is valuable over the 3 seed. And I think if they still have an opportunity to get the 2 seed, they have to. And it's not like they've played well consistently.
Yeah.
I just think they need some good reps. I don't think they can just do the thing where they don't try the last 2 games and then just start it in the playoffs again.
Listen, I always appreciate you taking an out-of-town caller like me, so I'm going to be brief. But I will just say this, that just get healthy, okay? Defense and running game, and I know they haven't run the ball well, but they're going to get Lane back. You know, get Dickerson healthy. Maybe this run game, because that travels. You can take a run game and a defense on the road, and you can win on the road. Right, I think the Ravens that year that I'm talking about, I think they won road home games or road playoff games to get in the Super Bowl. And I know the Steelers did that year that they beat the Cardinals. So I'm just saying, like, defense and run game can travel. Just get to the tournament as healthy as you can be there on an upswing. And who knows what? Because I just don't see a dominant team this year. And that's why I'm still in, guys.
All right, Clay.
Makes sense, Clay.
For next question, give us a famous movie that you've never seen.
I'm going to date myself with this one, too, but I've never seen Basic Instinct.
Oh, should. Yeah, you should.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed, man.
How old are you, Clay?
I'm a straight dude. I'm 50. I think I'm my age. I'm 53. I'm a straight guy, too. I'm as straight as a string, and I ain't never seen Basic Instinct. Can you believe it?
Okay.
All right, Clay. You should see Basic Instinct. Gay or straight or
yeah,
whatever.
It don't even matter. Yeah,
yeah, you should
movie.
See Basic Instinct.
Is that the Sharon Stone one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it still holds up, right? I haven't seen it in a while.
I have not seen it in a while.
Am I thinking about Fatal Attraction? Which one am I thinking
Fatal
about?
Attraction is the bunny.
Right, Michael Douglas, right?
Michael Douglas is in both.
That's why I'm confused on it, yes.
Yeah.
Ah, but that's Glenn Close
in
Fatal Attraction.
Yep.
Sharon Stone, how could you forget?
Yeah, he can't.
Come on, man, you can't forget that. At the police station.
215-592-9494. It's been 4 days since the Raiders game.
I'm still not sure today, after all these years.
What?
Whether or not that was some sort of cinematic trick they did with the...
No, I don't think it was.
Yeah, I know, but that couldn't have been.
I think it was.
You think it was?
Yeah, I think
Holy
it was.
Holy cow.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. 4 days since the Raiders game. Was it just the Raiders or are the Eagles back? Next question is give us a big movie that you've never seen. Coming up next, tell us what he saw as he broke down the tape of Eagles Raiders and what we have to look forward to coming up against the Commanders is the great Mike Mayock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz!
That's me talking about my friends. That's Scott Honda. Because Happy Honda Days are happening right now at Scott Honda of Vineland and Scott Honda of Westchester. You can lease the all-new 2026 Honda HR-V Sport all-wheel drive for just $279 a month. The 2026 Honda Civic Sedan Hybrid Touring Sport Touring for $309 a month. Or the 2026 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive for $329 a month. Catch these savings today. Head over to Scott Honda of Westchester or Vineland and make sure to tell them Fred sent you. It's always smooth sailing at Scott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.